We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But there's a lot of evidence that suggests if he didn't know she was underage, it's only because he just refused to acknowledge that she was underage because, you know, when you're looking at a 14-year-old, they look 14. They look like a kid, particularly when you're 40 years old. So what are you doing? I don't know how you can defend that. And even some of his friends have spoken out against him, Jason Isbell being one. Somebody on Twitter asked Jason if he and his wife, Amanda, knew about, you know, this type of behavior in Ryan's life. And Jason Isbell said, no, we had no idea. And then the follow-up question from somebody else was, well, do you believe these women? And Jason said, yep. And that obviously is not a good thing, because you would expect the casual, you know, the normal person detached from you to believe these allegations because it's a well-reported, well-documented story. But, you know, maybe your friends might give you the benefit of the doubt, innocent till proven guilty, all that stuff. But when your friends start to go, nope, I read the story, it's a bad look, then it is absolutely a bad look. And so, you know, who knows where this story goes from here, but this is very much the type of thing that can ruin your career. And I know that's maybe the least important aspect of this story, but it'd be hard to ever listen to some of those songs, which are great, you know, incredible songs. Again, he's one of the brilliant songwriters of a generation, but like, how do you enjoy the music when you know that the guy is, you know, maybe got a thing for 14-year-old girls? Because that's not a normal thing. Like, I can put up with, you know, Kanye West having different political views in certain situations than I do, because, like, I've got friends, family members have different political views than me. That's fine. But if I had a friend or a family member who was into 14-year-olds, well, then that person can't be my friend anymore, and not somebody I associate with anymore. And so just a troubling story involving Ryan Adams. If you haven't read it yet, nytimes.com, nytimes.com. Jeff Calkins coming up next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Welcome back to Smooth 92.2. I'm Dr. Love, and I want to hear the secret to your romantic success. We've got Brian on the line. Bry guy, what'd you do?
Well, I wanted to spice things up, so I surprised my wife with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Ooh. And did those work, Brian?
You know they did, Dr. Love.
It doesn't take a relationship expert to know you can't go wrong with February instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Lisa, I remember the first time I saw you like it was yesterday. But it's not yesterday. It's today. The day I'm asking you to marry me. So will you? Lisa?
Sorry, I just played Lotto America and I think I won. What were you saying?
Oh, you know, what's mine is yours and all that jazz.
Right. Maybe if you'd finally pop the question.
Take the plunge and fall in love with Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown has a seat that's calling your name. Make sure to join them for all your favorite games. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss out on any game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. 'Cause it just feels right. Samstown
Casino. Pro football comes to Memphis this February. Your Memphis Express, led by the legendary Mike Singletary, kick off Liberty Bowl Stadium on Saturday, February 16th. Tickets available at GoMemphisExpress.com or at Ticketmaster.com.
Down home, flavor always comes first, second and third. Get a taste of Church's new Buttermilk Ranch Mega Bites today, starting at $3. The ranch flavor you love, infused into every bite of all white meat chicken. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Protech Systems Group is a Memphis-based technology company with over 26 years of experience. Protech is a premier Cisco partner that provides managed, cloud, and professional technology services to meet each business's unique technology needs. Visit us at psgi.net/ESPN.
Choose to play Fridays at First Jackpot and Resorts Casino and Saturdays at Hollywood Casino Tunica. During the $250,000 It's Your Choice event from 7 to 11 p.m., you can win free slot play or entry into the grand prize giveaway where you choose a 2019 Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Z71, or Corvette on March 30th. At Hollywood Casino Tunica. Must activate entries to be eligible for drawings. Must be present to win. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
It's 505, Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. I got a silly Valentine's Day shopping story I'm going to try to share with you in the next segment. But right now, he is back from Greenville, North Carolina, after watching the Tigers win by double digits at East Carolina last night. It's Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to do it in your honor tonight. I was listening to John Martin and Brad, you know, and no, I got no Valentine, and I am not going to be dedicating anything to you tonight. So, there.
I would like the I would like the record to reflect that I didn't just out of nowhere request that John Martin and Brad Carson both have relations with their wives on Valentine's Day in my honor. They volunteered to do that for me, and I merely accepted the gesture.
I understand that. I think it would be rude to decline. It's probably rude to decline it, but I'm just telling you, I'm not making the same gesture. I'm not making the same gesture or the same. No, you're on your own. When it comes, I'm gonna be
actually
working.
Actually, Jeff is, he's just gonna, you know, he doesn't have a Valentine, but you know.
I knew Brad was trying to set himself up for a joke.
It's a big wind up.
Thank you. Yeah, you knew it was coming.
You have a quick release, you know. So anyway.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
God, oh, no. Get me out of here.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Why is
Carolina? How about that?
What? Was Greenville, North Carolina, everything you'd always heard, everything you'd always dreamed about?
Well, I'll be honest. I am not someone who just disparages places, because I grew up in a place that is disparaged, and I live in a place that is disparaged. So I don't just disparage places from, you know, Dark Vegas or Cleveland or whatever for being what they are. I don't, you know, there are. I'm not. That's not my thing, because I know that there are those out there. And so Greenville falls under the category of a place that people just disparage, right? Ah, Greenville, what a terrible place. Can't get there, whatever. Well, I'll be honest. I didn't see much of it. As you pointed out, I saw that I was the bed at the courtyard by Marriott, and then the arena, and then some strip malls. That's really all I saw. Perfectly nice drive there. It's kind of got a country. Well, I mean, the media room is literally a classroom. The meeting room is literally a classroom in their kinesiology department. And so it's a little hokey, I guess, is what I would say. And I said this on my show, but like the dance team at halftime performed to The Devil Came Down to Georgia, or Went Down to Georgia, like that, you know. And that's sort of the kind of place it is. It seems a little country, a little 30, 40 years in a time capsule. They're not doing hip hop there. They're doing the Devil, you know, Charlie Daniels Band, and that's the kind of place it sort of felt like. And but they seem like nice people. I bet it's a nice place to live. I got no problems with East Carolina.
Yeah, I'm not the person who disparages other cities as well. For Greenville, North Carolina being a rare exception, and I'm really not disparaging it as much as, and I don't disparage other cities for the same reasons you don't. Like, we live in Memphis. Like, people talk about Memphis. The way that we, if we were going to disparage another city, they talk about Memphis the way that we would talk about that other city. So, like, who are we to talk?
Right.
And it's also a reminder that even if Memphis does have you know, its issues, we still love Memphis and don't like to hear people say bad things about Memphis. So I'm not interested in saying bad things about Cleveland or Milwaukee or Sacramento or whatever. The only thing I remember, I've been to Greenville, North Carolina once, and the only reason it's always stood out as like this like different place is that it is, you know, my routine over the years as a beat writer was go to the game, cover the game, you know, write my story or column or whatever, and then go get a late dinner or a late drink or both. And I remember in Greenville, for me to get something to eat late night, I really was reduced to going to Walmart. I went to Walmart and got a frozen dinner to heat up in a microwave back at the hotel because nothing was open. I was like, hey, where's the bar I would go to if I were trying to, you know, sit down and get a little more work done but also get a bite to eat, maybe get a drink? Oh, it's 10:15 at night. There is no such place. I'm like, what? How was nothing open? I ended up – that's the only thing I remember about Greenville, North Carolina, is that I had to go to Walmart to get something to eat.
Well, and it is. People tell you you can't – it turns out the CA guys, they flew in and out of Greenville. I was told – and I flew in and out of Raleigh. So it's also – they say it's hard to get to. But listen, it's not a glamorous place. And it's you realize when you are – like, there are some places in this conference that are not glamorous places. You know, it is not – this is not all big time. And this is – that's one of the places that does not, at least in basketball. Now, the football program used to be very big time. Like, it used to be the one that the football program that sort of dominated Conference USA, it and Southern Miss. And they've both fallen on hard times. So it used to be – known for its rabid fan base, and there, you know, so, but whatever. It was first time I've been. I kind of like seeing these places. It'll be interesting to see if when James Wiseman is here, because the idea was first year Penny go to every game. Well, I haven't gone to every game for one reason or another, but I've gone most. And, like, next year will be more interesting competitively, right? You would think. Am I going to go to every game again next year? I don't really know. Like, I don't particularly feel, but, like, it gets to be a lot of games. So I'm not sure I'll go. But in the end, I was glad I was there last night because I was, you know, I sort of was questioning myself. It's not that big a game. East Carolina, they should win, et cetera. But Jeremy Martin had such a good game, and we talked about him a little bit yesterday, but he had such a good game, and then he was so good talking about it yesterday, and his significance, it becomes plainer and plainer to this program. And what he means to this program, and what an unusual position he's in, that he's one of these...
That's what she said!
One of these sort of top... he's going to be a top 15 scorer. I think he already is, right? Scoring Tiger. And he is probably going to go through his 4 years without ever playing in an NCAA tournament. And instead, like, his best moments are going to be on a Wednesday night at East Carolina where he scores 31, or the second half at South Florida where he scores 41 incredible points in a loss, or whatever. So, in some ways, it's too bad. It is too bad. I hope they win the tournament and go. He gets an NCAA tournament, but there is a certain, I don't know, like I called it earlier, was dignity in the way that he cares so much about the program, works so hard on behalf of the program, cares so much about the proverbial name on the front of the jersey and the young players and everything else, even though he's very clearly playing for a program whose best days will probably unfold once he's gone.
Well, I mean, if the Penny thing works the way all indications suggest it's going to work, the truth is, no fault of Jeremiah's, obviously, but Jeremiah's going to be a part of the worst four-year stretch in modern Memphis basketball history. Right?
Right.
Or at least one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly no. I mean, like the pick price era, like in there, I think there were 5 years where they missed the tournament, maybe, was it? The start of the Calipari era and the end of the Finch era, the pick price era, and the beginning of the Cal before they went to the tournament. There may have been 5 years in there where they didn't make a tournament. Maybe four, maybe five, whatever. But, yeah, it's so that was similarly bad. This has been bad. And clearly no fault of his. I mean, the point that Jason made is that his freshman year, that's the other thing about it. It's not only that he's done this on behalf of a program that hasn't been nearly as good as he is. He has turned himself – he was a player who averaged something like 2 points a game his freshman year. And Lee's Carolina coach sort of held him up as the example of what they want to do there. Really interesting thing he said. He said, we're using Penny to help recruit here. We're telling people you can play against the number one player in the country in front of 40 NBA scouts if you come to East Carolina, because Memphis is here at James Wiseman, which is amazing. But the other thing he said was that, you know, we need to develop players like Jeremiah Martin, players who might be not look like that their first year, but by their fourth year, one of the best players in the league. And so for a couple reasons, he sort of held the Memphis program up as an example.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You know, it was interesting to hear Joe Dooley, and I saw it on your Twitter feed, hear Joe Dooley say that they're using Penny Hardaway and James Wiseman to recruit to East Carolina. You know, I guess you sell whatever you have to sell, but that does underline just how difficult of a job that is at East Carolina. Like, basically, nobody's ever won there because, you know, you do have, you know, and this, I guess, is a good thing, but mostly a bad thing. You have a natural recruiting base in the state of North Carolina where there are basketball prospects, but there's also North Carolina there, and Duke there, and NC State there, and Davidson there. Like, there's a whole bunch of better basketball options for in-state players than East Carolina. And now you're in a league with Memphis and UConn and Houston and Cincinnati. Like, how are you ever supposed to win at East Carolina?
Oh, I don't think you ever will. I mean, I suppose you could luck into a Steph Curry like player, right? Like, you could luck into a player, but you can't. I don't see how you possibly can. I mean, it's yes, I can see how you can win football games there, but I don't see how you can win. I mean, honestly, isn't Charlotte at least like most basketball players want to go somewhere where you can get something to eat besides going to the Walmart? I mean, it seems to me, right? So. So I don't know. Like, yes, it's an impossibly hard job. On the other hand, when he says that, the whole idea of not scheduling Ole Miss or not scheduling Tennessee or not scheduling, which so many Memphis coaches have done, is because it's to prevent the you know, we're going to let you go back and play one game against, which I always thought was ridiculous, but it's the whole we don't want your coach at Tennessee or at Ole Miss to be able to say you're going to be able to play at Memphis. And that's the same thing. That's just one game. Why the hell does it make a difference? Why the hell does it make – actually, this makes more sense, because if your goal is to be seen by an NBA scout, and I was thinking about that, how many NBA scouts are going to be in Memphis games next year? Lots, right? I mean, it's going to be a totally different universe. If you play Memphis, you will be seen by an NBA scout.
There's no question. I mean, there will be, I'd say, at least a half dozen at every game, and in some cases you're going to get, you know, whenever Memphis is in a high profile game against another, if they find themselves in a high profile game against another athletic big, and that, you know, obviously you're less likely to do that in the American than you are, say, the ACC or the Big right. Ten, or, you know, the SEC. But when you get those types of matchups, like Memphis at Tennessee, where you can see James Wiseman against a legitimate, you know, presumably top 10, top 15 team, then there'll be 20, 25 scouts there. So what Joe Dooley is doing when he says that to recruits is not unlike what Memphis coaches have said to recruits. The NBA is such a big thing for basketball players, even sub 100 players, because even sub 100 players have been like the best player on their team most of their lives, and they think they're going to the NBA. It's not realistic for most of them, but they all think that it is. And so college coaches sell the NBA like crazy. And I know one of the things John did, Josh Pastner, I don't know about Tubby Smith, probably didn't, but I know Penny does as well. Like you come to Memphis, and you're playing in an NBA arena where there are NBA scouts in town all the time. there's going to be NBA people in our practice facility every day because we're in an NBA city. Like, it is impossible for NBA people not to see you if you play at Memphis, because you're playing in an NBA city that has scouts that live in town, but also scouts that come through for various reasons. And I don't know if that's a needle mover for kids, but I know it is something that, Memphis staffs have certainly tried to sell in the past.
Right. It's a And anyway, it was interesting to watch him do it. And then the other point is, I really do think for Jeremiah, it's just cool. I don't know what his future is going to be. I presume he's going to have a long future of playing basketball somewhere, whether it's in the G League or whether it's overseas or whether he'll get a chance or whatnot. But you know, you watch Keevan Davenport and float in and out, and it's hard to say where his that he's completely. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Keevan Davenport, but you know, like Jeremiah can have a bad game. He can have a bad shooting game. He can force things. He can whatever, but you know that Jeremiah Martin cares deeply. And as a sports fan, to me, one of the things that I admire and like, you feel a little silly if you care more than you feel like you care more than the players themselves do. And you really get the sense from Jeremiah in the way that he plays, but also in the way that he interacts with Tyler and with Alo, that he cares about larger things, that he cares about the program. And so for that reason, I was glad I made the trip to Greenville to see it.
Last night, he was 8 of 15 from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. He's now scored at least 25 in 3 of the Tigers' past 4 games, and he is averaging 27.5 points in 34 minutes per game in the past 4 games, while shooting 55% from the field, 56% from three-point range. Let's switch gears to the Memphis Grizzlies, because they played their final game before the All-Star break last night. It was against a bad Chicago Bulls team, but given that they're a bad Memphis Grizzlies team, I guess the result should not have been shocking. They lose by double digits. You know, when your general manager one week says that we are trying to win because we do, it just so we're clear with everybody and transparent, we want to move this pick to Boston this year. You can't be, I mean, you can, obviously, but it's less than ideal to be losing games to the crappy Chicago Bulls.
The crappy Chicago Bulls are one of the teams that are so bad that you can't catch them, right? You can't, if you wanted to tank, you couldn't catch them. You can't get to as many, you just can't get there. They're that much worse than you. You know, in the wake of that loss, I actually have decided if the goal had been, and some people don't think this should be the goal, but the organization has said it is the goal, is to convey the pick. And the only way you can be sure of either conveying the pick or jumping up into the top four is finish ninth from the bottom, right? So that's been ideal. You finish ninth from the bottom, and that way they have the lottery. If you jump into the top four, you're happy because it's a top four pick. If you don't jump into the top four, then you end up conveying the pick to Boston. 100% chance it'll be one or the other, right? So you got to get to ninth from the bottom. I don't see how they can get to ninth from the bottom. I don't think they will get to ninth from the bottom because in order, they're sixth from the bottom now. I think they can catch Washington, and I think they can catch New Orleans, but Orlando is playing well. They can't. I don't see anyone else they can catch. So then it becomes the question of, I really think all they can do, if you're being honest with yourself, is they can get to eighth from the bottom, right? And then the question is would you rather just stay where you are at sixth from the bottom, or would you rather get to eighth from the bottom? I would rather get to eighth from the bottom, because if you do, and again, here we are on lottery math and stuff, but if you do, there's a 40% chance that someone could jump over you and push you down to ninth, in which case you convey the pick in the lottery, right? So you convey, and there's about a 40% chance that you still end up conveying the pick, even though you're eighth, because you end up going into the lottery, you're eighth, and you turn out ninth. There's a 26% chance or something that you can jump up into the top four and get one of the best, and get one of the best four players. And then there's a 30-something chance that you can stay right where you are and have literally the worst of all worlds, which is the eighth pick, which is the lowest pick you could possibly have without conveying the pick. But I think that is better than being sixth, because I just don't think in this draft the difference between sixth and eighth is particularly meaningful. I don't know. You may have a different sense of it. So I still want them to win and to get to eight and have a good chance at conveying the pick, even though on lottery night there is a chance of disaster.
I think there is a difference between 1 and 2. I think there's a difference between 3 and 4. I don't think there's much of a difference between 6 and 8. Like, you know, like in this draft, I think at least right now, what you talk to NBA people, it's Zion at the top, then RJ Barrett and John Morant in some order, and then like wherever you want to go after that, Cam Reddish, Romeo Langford, Darius Garland, like whatever you like. But the drop off seems to be from Zion to everybody else, and then from the RJ Barrett, John Morant conversation to everybody else. And after that, the same guy I might have going 5th, somebody else might have going 10th, and those players in that 5 to 10, 5 to 12 range, I really do think could reasonably go in, at least right now, reasonably go in almost any order. So there's not much difference there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's too bad, but I just don't like Orlando's won 4 in a row. I don't know how you're catching Orlando. People say, well, you can catch Dallas because you got 3 games against Dallas. You're not going to beat Dallas 3 times. Even if you're like, this team has, since its 12-5 start, it's basically won 1 out of every 4 games since its 12-5 start. So what is going to make it, you come back, you got 23 games left. Maybe you have to go, whatever, you got to go 11-12. Maybe if you go 11-12 or 12-11, you could get to 9. Where is there any, like, I don't believe they're better than, they may be better in certain spots and worse in others than since the trade deadline, but they're not demonstrably better. So they're basically what they've been, which is a win 1 out of 4 game. Why are they going to all of a sudden go 500 after the All-Star break? I don't really see it. So I'm sort of going to just stop hoping to get to 9 because I just don't think they can. Last night was a little deflating because we were starting to believe that this new group was just going to be great and fun. And there will be games when they are great and fun. They look like they needed an All-Star break, even if there's not a lot of All-Stars.
It's always fun when you get to the point where you give up all hope.
Give up everything.
Yeah. Like, I have nothing to believe in anymore. So, like, you can't even root to convey a stupid pick because it feels so hopeless. But we'll see. Jeff Calkins, congrats on traveling back safely, and yep. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
See you, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I feel terrible, Gary. I feel terrible. No hope, nothing, you know.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point.
You'll be fine. You can get cheered up on Valentine's Day. You probably got, like, nice Sherry's Berries waiting on you.
Yeah, we're all set. We're all set. Got the reservations. We're good to go.
You should be. So I had a pretty dumb Valentine's Day shopping story that I experienced earlier this week. I'll share that with you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gary Parish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I don't know if I properly explained exactly why I'm not back in studio in Memphis today. I found out, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago, that I was going to be hosting Time to Shine, which is an afternoon talk show on CBS Sports Network, a handful of times over the next couple of weeks. So I flew here on Monday like I do every Monday, and then I was in studio Tuesday night, in studio last night, and then I'll be hosting Time to Shine tomorrow. And I'm also hosting Time to Shine on Monday, so it really just made no sense because Memphis is not the easiest place to get to and from at night. I can't get back to an airport in New York till probably around, no earlier than 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and the options for getting home aren't great. So it required me if I were going to go home Saturday and then turn around and come right back here on Sunday. It was just like, as much as I'd like to come home even for a day, it wasn't a sensible thing to do. So just staying in New York, for the time being, going to host Time to Shine tomorrow and again on Monday, be in studio for college basketball on Tuesday and Wednesday, then host Time to Shine next Thursday, host Time to Shine next Friday, and then finally come home, even if it's only for a couple of days. And so I knew for a few weeks now that I was not going to be home on Valentine's Day. So I was talking to my wife, and I said at some point, maybe last week, I said, listen, I want to make sure you get whatever it is you want for Valentine's Day, but I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what that is. I don't know what to get you. And I don't want to try to get creative and screw it up. And so in the spirit of just making sure my life is easier and you get exactly what you want, can we cut through all of the BS and like, just please tell me exactly what you want so that I can get it for you. And then you'll be happy on Valentine's Day and I'll be relieved because I don't have to spend another minute thinking about what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day. And I know that's not the most romantic thing ever, but like, our lives are complicated right now. She's super busy. I'm super busy. Let's just make this simple. So it made me extremely happy when she said, yeah, sure. And she knew off the top of her head exactly what she wanted. And so I said, okay, text me a link, like send me a picture so that I know exactly how to get it. And she said, well, the good news is that it's this thing from this store and it's the type of thing at the type of store that there is no such store in Memphis, but there is a such store in New York City because every nice store like that is in New York City. So she said, the great news is there's the store, this thing that I want. She said, it is only being carried at one store in the United States. Actually, I think she said two. One was in Hawaii and the other one was in New York City. Oh, I said, good. Well, that the only way you can get it is at a store in Hawaii or a store in New York City. She's like, yeah, the only two stores are carrying it. That's what I found out when I started looking into it. And so, like, if you want to, you don't have to. But if you really are just interested in getting me what I want, here is that thing. And you can get it when you go to New York City. I said, that is perfect. Like, I can't believe we've settled this thing that's been weighing on me in a matter of 3 minutes. This is incredible. I'm so relieved that I don't have to spend another minute thinking about this. I'll just fly to New York on Monday and I'll wake up on Tuesday morning and I'll go get this thing. And then I can overnight at FedEx, and you'll have the Valentine's Day of your dreams, or at least the present that you want on Valentine's Day, and you'll be happy, and I'll be happy because I made you happy, and this is perfect. So I fly to New York on Monday night, and I'm very excited about just having this as something scratched off of my to-do list, or at least of my thinking to-do list, right? I don't have to think about this thing anymore. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to get. I know exactly how this is going to work out properly. So I wake up on Tuesday morning. And I don't know if you've been following the weather in New York. It's fine right now. But on Tuesday, it was bad. Like sleet, ice, snow. It was hard to just walk around on the streets of New York. And this is a city where they're equipped to deal with bad weather. Like the snow comes and then the plows are going up and down Broadway and 7th Ave and Madison Ave, and the streets get cleared off pretty quickly. But the sidewalks were largely iced over, and there was just like a lot of water and snow. It was nasty outside. And so I wake up Tuesday morning, and I open up the window, and I look outside, and I go, oh, God, this is gross. And when it becomes gross in New York, trying to get a cab or an Uber can become complicated because the streets are a little slower and nobody's walking anymore. And it was one of those deals, and this is another truth about New York, anything less than a mile, you're usually better off just walking.
Yeah.
Because for me to walk to this store, it's about a mile. It'd take me about 20 minutes. To drive to the store is going to take me like 30.
Yep.
You know, because it can sometimes take you 30 minutes to go a mile in New York City. So I said, you know what? I've got a scarf. I've got a heavy coat. I've got a toboggan. I'm just going to go because I got to get this done. If I don't get it done today, it screws up the entire timeline. I got to get this done. So I'm just going to walk to the store and I'm going to get this thing done. So picture me walking through the ice and snow. It's raining, like in sleet and snow. There is precipitation outside.
Okay.
And I'm dealing with it. And I'm walking a mile through New York City, freezing. It's so cold and it's so wet and it's nasty outside. But I got to do this in the spirit of love. So I walk right into the store. And, you know, right off the bat, like, I don't belong in the store. It's not the type of place I would ever shop. But, like, here I am standing there feeling slightly out of place. But everybody was nice, and I walk up to a gentleman working there. He said, hey, how can I help you? I said, you know what? Here's how you can help me. And I pull that picture up on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I say, I need this. I want to purchase this from you.
Okay.
And he said, oh, I'm sorry. We don't carry that. And I said, oh, my God. No. I said, what do you mean you don't carry it? I was told by my wife that she checked, and she said that the store in New York is the one that carries this. Mm-hmm. This store is on Fifth Avenue. Okay. And she said, and the guy said, well, we don't carry it. We haven't carried it for months, but the store on Broadway down on in Soho might carry it. I said, oh, God, there's another one of you in this city? He said, yes. I said, I guarantee you that's the one. So I call Kelly and I said, hey, listen, I'm at this store and they don't carry this. She said, well, yes, they do. I called and checked. I said, what store did you call? The one on Fifth Avenue or the one on Broadway? She said, the one on Broadway. I said, well, why didn't you tell me it was the one on Broadway? She said, because I just figured that's the one you would go to because you stay on Broadway. I literally do stay at 54th and Broadway. I said, Kelly, Broadway is a little bit like Poplar. In the sense that it goes a long ways. Like, if I told you I live on Poplar, I could be living in downtown Memphis or Collierville.
Right.
Those are two very different places. And Broadway is similar in the sense that, yes, I'm on Broadway, but the Fifth Avenue store is like 5th and 56th. I'm at 54th in Broadway. Like, that's a less than a mile walk. It would take me like 45 minutes to get to the Soho store. So I would never go to the Soho store. But that's where this thing is? She said, yeah, that's where this thing is. And so now I'm like just about to drive myself. I said, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna get in a car and like go 45 minutes down to Soho to get this present because I got to get it done today because I won't have time tomorrow. And, mm-hmm. you know, then Valentine's Day is on Thursday. And then I swear to God, you know what she says?
What?
Well, you know, you could just order it online.
Oh.
I said, what? She said, you could just order it online. I said, Kelly, what do you mean you can order it online? You told me the only places you could get this were in Hawaii and in New York. She said, well, yeah, I mean, those are the only stores that still carry it, but you can still just buy it online.
I
said, why would you tell me? Why would you? Do you realize I just walked 20 minutes in the snow? Because I didn't even think it was available online. The way you presented this this whole thing to me didn't suggest that this was an online purchase. She said, but like I knew the store was on Broadway, and you're on Broadway, so I figured it would just be easier for you to just go to the store. I said, Kelly, how is that easier? Even if it were in the lobby of my hotel, how is it easier than getting on my phone while I'm on a plane or laying in bed and just ordering it online and then having it shipped directly to you, all beautifully packaged and everything? She's like, oh, well, I didn't even think about that. I said, oh, my, you better be glad I love you as much as I do because I am soaking wet and freezing cold walking around New York City in the snow for literally no reason whatsoever. And I suppose it's my fault because I probably could have checked online first before I went on this, like, trek to nothing. But it never occurred to me that it was available online because it wasn't presented to me as in a way that suggested it was available online. Is that the worst Valentine's Day shopping story ever, or just like top 10 ever?
It's up there because nowadays people don't even go play. I mean, you do if you're getting chocolates or something small or just the card. That's about it, right? That's about it. You don't go anywhere for anything.
I don't know what other people do. I don't know what other people do. I just know what I did. I walked in snow and rain. And nearly slipped and fell and tore my ACL 15 times.
Come on, Gary.
To go to a store that wasn't even the right store. And then I was on the verge of hopping an Uber and driving 45 minutes down to Soho. Maybe 35. I don't want to exaggerate it. But whatever it is, it's not insignificant.
Right.
When all I really had to do, instead of waking up and putting on a scarf and a coat and toboggan and going outside in that nasty weather, all I really had to do was just get my computer, open it while lying in bed. And ordered it right then, and it would have been, I'd have never had to leave. So I guess the lesson here is maybe ask more questions or communicate a little better, or else you end up just getting real wet and cold for no reason whatsoever. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Be back with dinner to go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Better like slip knot. I hustle for my change like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie.
If you are ever in a dicey situation, a life and death situation, obviously you want to be at Regional One Health. But you do not have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health. That's one of the things I've been trying to tell you over the past couple of years, ever since my wife and I, we were in an emergency situation with the first high-risk pregnancy, but then high-risk delivery that we knew we were going to have to go through, and our doctor advised us to go through it at Regional One Health, and the experience could not have been better. If we were ever going to have another child, that is where we would do it, because those folks took such great care of not only a little Lou, but just our entire family in general. But again, you don't have to be in an emergency situation. That is the perception, but it's not true. You don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health, and the East Campus Imaging Center is a wonderful example of that. It is recommended that women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. So if you're a woman and you're at least 40, then you need to make sure you do that. Doing it could save your life. Not doing it could cost you your life. That's not hyperbole. It's located at 6555 Quince Road, the East Campus Imaging Center. It's right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway, so it's very easy to find, very easy to get to. The phone number is 515-3600 if you want to make an appointment, but understand, you do not have to make an appointment. You do not have to have a referral. You can just pop in if you want to. It's 6555 Quince Road, but if you want to make an appointment, talk to them. 515-3600, 515-3600. That's the East Campus Imaging Center under the Regional One Health umbrella. Learn more at regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but mostly focused on Tiger basketball, specifically last night's win at East Carolina. That was just a win over East Carolina. Let's not try to pretend it was something more than that. But it was a victory that snapped Memphis's three-game road losing streak. And Jeremiah Martin was tremendous once again. 8 of 15 from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range. He finished with 31 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Now in this four-game stretch where he has flourished, Jeremiah Martin is averaging 27.5 points in 34 minutes per game while shooting 55% from the field and 56% from three-point range. Like Jeff and I both said earlier in this hour, it remains unlikely. We're hopeful, but it remains unlikely that Jeremiah Martin is ever going to play in the NCAA tournament while wearing a University of Memphis basketball jersey. And I know that that was not his plan when he committed to the Tigers, when he enrolled at the University of Memphis. But for reasons that were largely out of his control, completely out of his control, this is the way, this is the way his career has unfolded. He came here to play for Josh Pastner, did that for a year. 2 years, wasted years under Tubby Smith, and now the Penny Hardaway era. Whole bunch of reasons to believe it's going to be really good really quickly, but year one was always going to be something like this, and something like this is going to probably leave you just short of the NCAA tournament. But still, he is carving out his place in Memphis basketball history because he will forever be known as the local player who decided to stay home and then decided not to leave when other local players have in recent years. You know, Austin Nichols, I think most famously, but then, you know, Markel Crawford as well. And I don't blame Markel for leaving, particularly when the staff didn't even really try to do anything to convince him to stay. But it is true that, you know, Jeremiah Martin could have been a player that walked at the same time for very reasonable reasons, and yet he decided to stick it out, and now he's playing, I think you can accurately say, the best basketball of his college career. And over the past four games, playing as well as, I think, like anybody in the country. And I understand it's under different circumstances than the circumstances under which Marcus Howard is playing at Marquette or Zion Williamson is playing at Duke, but still a really, really nice four-game stretch from Jeremiah Martin, and we'll see if he can keep it up this weekend when the Tigers on Saturday play at UCF.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Number 9, Houston at UConn. There's really not much going on tonight, but if you want a American Athletic Conference showdown, you got one. Tip-off's going to be at 6 o'clock Central. It's at the XL Center, so they're playing this in Hartford as opposed to on campus. Houston is a 9.5-point favorite on the road. Cougars are 23-1, and that one loss, I don't know if you remember, but it came at Temple, and it was the result of a block charge call in the final seconds if it would have been called a block instead of a charge, Houston would have won the game. I think the call was correct, but either way, that's how close they are to being undefeated. We'll see if they can remain a one-loss team getting a road win at UConn tonight. Again, tip at 6 o'clock Central. You can watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, the Titan Games is on NBC at 7, if that tickles your fancy. Grey's Anatomy is on ABC at 7. Something called the 14 Greatest Valentine's Day Movies of All Time is on WLMT at 7. I don't know if that actually means like movies centered around the holiday Valentine's Day or just like love stories. Because when I Googled this to try to get some examples, it was like La La Land, which I don't think is quote unquote a Valentine's Day movie. Before Sunset was listed, which is a tremendous film. One of my favorite love stories, I guess, but I don't think it was centered around Valentine's Day. Either way, if you want to know the 14 greatest Valentine's Day movies of all time, WLMT at 7 o'clock. If you're up late, Ben Affleck's on Jimmy Kimmel. Kendall Jenner's on Jimmy Fallon. Bradley Cooper is on Stephen Colbert. John Mulaney's on Seth Meyers. And Ray Romano going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I mentioned that troubling New York Times story. Looking into the personal flaws of one of the great songwriters of a generation, Ryan Adams. If you want all the uncomfortable details, you can read that nytimes.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Friday, so I think we're going to have Dan Walken from Europe in the first hour. I'll let you know about that tomorrow. Either way, Jeff Calkins for sure in the second. We'll get ready for All-Star Weekend. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good and rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hollywood Casino Tunica Resorts Casino and First Jackpot Casino, where you can play up to $500 on us. Sign up for a new Marquee Rewards card today and get reimbursed for up to $500 of your losses. Join the free players club that puts you on the fast track to special offers, sweepstakes events, and much more. Only at Hollywood Casino Tunica, Resorts Casino, and First Jackpot Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
IHOP now has buttermilk crispy chicken made with all-natural chicken breast and a signature blend of seasonings. Why am I running? Because IHOP now has buttermilk crispy chicken made with all-natural chicken breast and a signature blend of seasonings. Woo! We're talking chicken and pancakes, chicken and bacon cheddar waffles. Move it, Gray Van! IHOP has crispy chicken!
Run in to try IHOP's new buttermilk crispy chicken strips and unlimited pancakes for just $6.99. For a limited time, price and participating restaurants may vary.
Nothing says love this Valentine's like a Massage Envy Spa gift card. Show someone you care. Gift cards are good for professional massages, facials, total body stretch, and so much more. Pick up your Massage Envy Spa gift card today at Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, the Germantown Collection at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue at Belvedere, and on Germantown Park. Parkway in Cordova, or go to MassageEnvy.com. Call 312-5382 for your appointment today. Relax. It's Massage Envy Spa.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I've been in heart of stone. You gotta be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Tennessee, welcome to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.